This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation is out this morning. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index ticked down in January, rising at a slower rate of 2.4% in a year. On Thursdays here, we check in with Diane Swonk, chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG. Diane, lower but still up.
Yeah, they're still growing up, and they're going up in the wrong places for the Fed. I mean, the good news is that we saw goods prices continue to recede, but what the Federal Reserve is worried about is that service sector inflation is getting sticky, and that actually accelerated during the month. Now, some of the acceleration was actually due to higher interest rates and financial service cost fees. But another part of the acceleration is something that they're going to be watching very closely, and that's in everything from food and accommodation services to healthcare costs. Those are going up as well, and that's an area where inflation could get more sticky and create a floor under inflation, and they want to ensure that inflation not only gets to 2%, it stays there.
Now, Diane, one last thing before we go. It is the extra day of February, and some people have noticed some connection between markets being a little soft on leap days in history. Are you sitting there worried about leap day?
No. Causation and correlation are two different things. And one of the things that I don't sit there and lose sleep over is whether or not it's leap day.